listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it baby? Keep it real, take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes, yes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And tonight, I have with me my co-host, Will Turbitt from Demand the Truth.
How you doing, V? You never get too introspective. Everything's always good. You got your documentaries, your brand new documentaries. Excellent, by the way. But how's everything on your end over there?
Everything is good. So, wait, are you telling me you watched my documentary?
As a matter of fact, I did. And, as just somebody, I've been a fan of you, as a matter of fact, long before, Anthony kind of messaged me a while back and was like, oh, I see what you're doing. Cause I used to spam my videos back in all the different, you know, on Twitter, all the different Facebook groups or whatever. And, if you go and look at all the friends I have in common and all the groups in common, it was just a matter of time, I guess, before I ended up getting in touch with Anthony, man. And I got to say, like, I study this. I've been doing this for 15 years, and, like, I've been in contact with a lot of people, had a lot of people on my show. I got the opportunity to meet a lot of different people, man. And you're one of the best out there that does it, man. And because a lot of people that do this, man, let me just say one more thing. I was watching the libertarian debate they had. It was at a high school in Olean, New York, a couple days ago, November 9th. And, dude, wow. This is like, it was sad to see what was out there. It was like, you got Vermin Supreme with a small unicorn in his hand and his boot comes out, and this other guy got a foam top hat. This other dude has a denim blazer on. I would vote for Hillary Clinton over somebody with a denim blazer on. And when you're in this movement, you see so many different types of people, and there's a lot of eccentric characters out there. But it's very refreshing to have a well-educated, well-spoken, and somebody that's just not out there. And that's why I'm proud to do this show, man. So I look forward to hearing what our guest has to say. I know I'm ranting right now, but also continue working with you and Anthony in the future.
Well, you know, that is a hell of a compliment there. I'm never good at taking compliments. I just feel like I'm doing what I got to do. But thank you. Thank you for that. It's hard to, even in media, to get people to, you know, check out their partner's works. And, you know, I can say with exception view, again, love your work. Your presence is extremely dominating, professional, as if you had went to a communications journalism school. You know, the way you are not scared, you know, the police and all that having your life threatened, you know, by a public servant. I did see that video as well. You know, you've been through a lot of what a real journalist should be going through, and you are a real journalist, obviously, but, you know, these mainstream putts are on these short leashes. They look pathetic, like little chihuahuas on short leashes in somebody's purse. You know, you and I, we're wolves, we're pit bulls. we run wild, and this is what we're supposed to be doing. So, yes, thank you for that compliment. But also, talking about in the family, in the media here. You know, we're all so busy. You know, sometimes we got to get together and be a pack. And I do have one of my brothers here from the Liberty Beacon Media Project, Luca. Luca Machno here with us. I read your name more than I say your name. So I just forgive me for that one. Mino. I don't know too many Italian guys. How you doing, Luca?
Doing good. I just wanted to thank you for having me on. It's a real honor. And I would likewise give you the same compliment that you you were just given because of my agreement to what I just heard about the compliments that you're getting, because you are a hard worker, and it is hard to work in the crosshairs right now, because if you're a good journalist, you're reporting stuff that they don't want you to report. So you're always in the crosshairs, and my, you know, kudos to everybody out there that's doing that kind of work.
Absolutely. And yes, thank you. But you are one of these warriors as well. Okay. This is Luca Mino. He, again, still is with TLB. We're all TLB family members here. And just go ahead and give everyone your background. I don't want to steal your thunder. It sounds much better coming out of other people's mouths than my own.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'm basically the editor. The editor, I don't want to say the editor-in-chief because there's only one. Just the editor that, you know, the video and the audio goes through me and for every show that the Liberty Beacon has. And it's been that way for the last 4 or 5 years. I've been honored to be on board, privileged to be able to do the work also for you, B. You've done incredible work to the point where, you know, the Liberty Beacon has trusted you with, you know, with the logos, and, you know, you were actually helping me do the work for a while. I'm doing the work as the editor, and I had a show called Global News Update, and after 102 or 103 shows, I got pretty well burned out, because I was really pushing, and it was a lot of it had to do with the co-host that I was with, but I had to take a hiatus, and then cancer got a hold of me, not one, but two of them. So your life kind of changes drastically at that point, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Now my shows, Learn to Unlearn, are becoming a beacon for the people that have cancer. Not one, but two, or maybe three of them. I didn't think two would be possible, but whatever. I have a low-grade prostate cancer and a very aggressive bladder cancer, and I'm telling both of them in meditation to go see somebody else in Chicago. So, you know, that's a lot of work. So we got to be positive, and I'm really honored to be on the show, and I'm happy to discuss it, anything, you know, going any direction that you want. It's good to be here.
Well, we've had Kyler Davenport from the Davenport Report, and he just went in the knife. He's surviving. You know, it was a 50-50 shot for him. He's still alive. I'm just hoping to actually get some cooperation going. I want to have you guys meet. He's an awesome guy. I mean, I look at him like the William Cooper of our current day. He's extremely awesome. And I'm hoping to get him on board and get a lot of people on board with what you're doing right now. But right now, you are pioneering the game because you are with our company, Kennesense, and you are doing the medical studies. I want our audience to know all about that.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic because anything you do from now on that's going to carry any weight at all is going to piss a lot of people off. You're going to get into B-17, you're going to get into Laetrile, you're going to get into the FDA raids that they had on, you know, natural organic companies, whatever, that had organic foods, they would go in and riot gear because of the Laetril. And then you hear that since 1995, the bitter almond tree was illegal in the United States. Stuff like that. And for a guy like me that's been researching for the last 25 years, it's kind of ironic. So now now I have a chance to tell everybody about this stuff in my series. Of course, it has to be pertinent, but everything really is pertinent because it's all related. You can talk about Rockefeller medicine, like you can talk about Monsanto and GMOs, like you can talk about what's coming down from the sky. And this is where I'm at. So it's like, it's great. I'm telling people, you know, comment. What do you want me to talk about? You know, give me an idea.
I'd like one to, sorry to jump right in, but why don't we start at the beginning a little bit with Rockefeller medicine. And I know you can probably tell us about, but I mean, this is an important thing. For a long time, for thousands of years, human beings had used naturopathy or homeopathy. We just called it natural medicine. We didn't even call it. Different cultures had different names for it. But we survived off that. But when the Rockefellers started getting super rich off oil, that's when they started using these oil-based medicines and doing all this stuff. But not only that, they were also shunning some of the alternative remedies out there as well. Could you speak to that?
Absolutely. And if you look at the dates, just go by the timeline. And you can even pinpoint the prohibition of marijuana with Harry Anslinger, who was the first DEA mastermind, or DFO, or they call him in Canada, not Department of Fisheries and Oceans, Luke. No, not in Canada, in the United States. Drug and firearms, or tobacco and firearms, there you go. They had different names through the years. Harry Anslinger, you find out how he talked bad about marijuana. At the same time, well, 20 years before that, Rockefeller was trying to find out how he could get his refuse of petrol, whatever, you know, into the hands of people, or get people sick. Oh, what a good idea. Let's profit from the people, get everybody sick, and that way I can get rid of my petrochemicals, you know. That's how they were introduced. And they had so much money at that time that they would go in and bribe medical schools, the carrot and the stick type of thing. You know, if you agree with us and you burn your library of naturopathic healing, and you replace everything with you know, what we're going to give you to sell to people, doesn't matter if they get sick or whatever. That's not the issue. There's even a CEO that goes around publicly. I'm sure people have seen it on Facebook. I've verified it. He says it's got nothing to do with health. This is business, you know. So it's all about attitude, and this is where I can come in, because I can speak to Rockefeller poisoning us on purpose. And if you look at, good grief, just go on YouTube, and it's called the FDA, Rockefeller, and Cancer. Maybe not in that order. It's a 9.5-minute video, and it'll tell you the whole story. And that fits in perfectly with the history of Monsanto that starts in 1901 or 1906, I believe. And that fits in with Rothschilds. Everything fits like pieces in a puzzle.
Well, you know, I don't know why, and this seems very odd to me. Just the concept of having things that are natural to us being told that we can't have it's illegal. I mean, there are so many poisonous plants on this planet that if you were to touch them, ingest them, you would die. Does the government make a huge deal about getting rid of these plants? No, they're part of the ecosystem. No, there's just no way we can do that. But they can burn down someone's marijuana field in a second, right?
I'm going to speak to that really quick before you change the subject, or we change the subject, because that's really important. There's a beautiful meme on Facebook. I don't know who makes these memes, but I'm going to refer a lot to that because that's where I get a lot of the information that I have. Beautiful mural downtown somewhere. I don't know where it is. It's a mural with all the animals painted on the mural, and it says, you know, we're trying to speak, we're yelling at you, but you have forgotten our language. And that's exactly where we're at. We don't even know about nature. Most of us are scared to go into the forest. We, you know, we can't sit down 10 minutes by ourselves without doing something or having the cell phone on or having the iPhone in your hand or watching TV. We don't know what it's like to be still. We don't know what it's like to be natural or have anything natural around us. We don't even think we belong in nature. So that's problem number one. And what you're saying is totally logical. All we have to do is sit down and forget about everything man-made as far as medicines go and think about not from a box, but from the earth. And you're going to start healing just by thinking that way. My next show is going to be about chemo, but the one before that and a little bit of the one before that was about listening to your body and what your body needs. It will tell you if you're getting quiet enough to listen. And that's something that we don't even understand. Most people go, oh, yeah, that's woman stuff, you know? Most men don't even understand that. They won't even go there. So that's a whole hurdle to jump over. But you mentioned something natural being illegal. Well, I just posted something today on Facebook that said, if nature is illegal, then freedom doesn't exist.
Now that is profound. Right, Will? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it reminds me of a few things. I mean, one of them is the Martin Luther King Jr. quote where, you know, our technological power has surpassed our moral power. I'm paraphrasing here. We have guided missiles and misguided men. I mean, when it's perfectly okay to have multiple genocides occurring, nobody gives a damn that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. I mean, actually, I'll take that back. People are starting to wake up on that, and I love that. But, I mean, you've got all these atrocities occurring. People are starting to wake up a little bit. But it's funny when, you know, collecting rainwater is illegal, raw milk is illegal, a literal weed is legal. But it's perfectly okay for all of these top politicians to fly aboard the Lolita Express with the royal family and members of Hollywood.
You started this show by talking about journalism and how dangerous it is. Well, welcome to the reservation, right? Like Russell Means said, this is exactly where we are. As soon as you start to tell the truth, I don't know how many times I was in Facebook jail. Now it's 30 days at a time. You're being threatened with arrest if you don't like a law and you're a juror. You're on jury duty. The judge will look at you and tell you that if you use that law called, what's it called? If you don't like the law or you don't agree with the law, you can actually go against, you can have that thrown out. Jury nullification.
Jury nullification.
Thank you. Right. The judge will look at the juror and say, and threaten them. If they use that, they can be arrested. So, you know, every single law is made for every single corner. Like, they have us figured out. They got the noose that's tightening up all the time, every day. They've studied us for hundreds of years. Rothschild works in hundreds of years. I've pretty well researched Rothschild in this continent since the Revolutionary War. The Civil War was a joke because that was just between two brothers, North and South. They're both Rothschilds. It's fascinating stuff when you research it, and our health is no better. We're just little pawns being used as slaves. And well, if we get sick, okay, throw them that and try that. And if that doesn't work, come back in 2 weeks. And I'm proof of it because they were going to give me 13 weeks of intense chemo, and then go in and take my bladder and my prostate out, and then send me home with a catheter, you know, figured out. Oh, Luca, this
okay,
is modern
well,
medicine.
Okay, let's start right there. Well, hold on, let's start right there. We got to go to a commercial break. We'll pick right back up when we come back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
All right, we are back from commercial break. Now, we still have Luca Mino here with us. And Luca, this is our short segment. We got another commercial break after this very short segment. It's about 6 minutes long. So I'll let you freestyle if that's what you want to do. If you can continue telling us about... Go ahead.
I'd like to start by getting that address right, republicbroadcasting.org. Is that right?
Republic Mike. Broadcasting Network.
Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to subscribe to it, and I wanted to get the address again. republicbroadcastingnetwork.org.
Yes,
is that one word?
republicbroadcasting.org, all one word. Yes, sir.
Okay. No, because I wasn't
one of the best networks. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just saying, it's one of the best networks ever. Things could not be any better. I started off with local community radio, and it was, that was an experience. I ended up spreading to every local community radio in town, next town over. But even then, that has its limits, especially when people, when your little network starts getting infiltrated, and you know the threats come through, and people sabotage whatever. Got no issue here. This completely independent network. Its freedom of speech is run by people of the same like mind. You know, same thing as TLB TV. Same thing. You know, this is what it is. And staff, you know, the owner's great. My board ops are fantastic. I used to have to do my own show all by myself. Yeah, I learned engineering and all that stuff. No, I'm big time now. I just sit here and go on the mic. Everything's already done for me. So, yeah, it's great. It's wonderful. But, yes, we were talking about you going into chemo, the option of you going into chemo. Let's hit that really quickly before we go back to commercial.
It was horrible. You hear about what chemo does, and people, please go see on YouTube before it's taken down. I'm surprised it lasted this long. It's a 2 or 3 or 4 minute video at the most about Dr. Glidden, I think his name is, or Glidden, that's what he did, G-L-I-D-D-E-N. And he's sitting there with his finger up in the air saying that 97% of the time chemo does not work. And it's only because of money that it exists, just like vaccines, same thing. Vaccines are eugenics. That's something entirely different. But for chemo, it does not work. And 97% of the time, it does not work. He's beside himself when he says it. It's funny. He almost loses it. And he says that, you know, the medical establishment has become a for-profit industry in the United States. That's it. That's what it's all about. It's got nothing to do with health, nothing personal, and they get kickbacks like crazy on chemo. You're automatically talking $250,000 when the term chemo is being thrown around. Somebody's getting money somewhere, and they get very angry with you if you talk about marijuana or you talk about not getting into opioids. They get very disturbed, and this doctor says that he gave people a bullet list of 10 very important questions to ask your doctor. And they come back to him saying that they got kicked out of the doctor's office, literally kicked out because the doctor got PO'd about, being asked those very simple questions that every patient has the right to know. Funny. So,
well, it's case, not being angry that these questions were asked, but the situation is he's angry that he's exposed.
Yeah, right. So in my case, it got to be like a David and Goliath, you know. He comes up to me, this oncologist, and he tries to come closer physically in order to not, maybe intimidate, you know, and kind of look at you and say, Luca, this is modern medicine. This is the only way we know how to do this. You have to take the chemo in order for us to go in there and be able to take out your prostate and your bladder. You know, then they don't care. If they made their money, they'll just throw you a catheter or two and, yeah, go home and you figure it out. I went through hell going through three TURP procedures, T-U-R-P, which is all about when you have the overgrown prostate, and they go in there from the front and they have to shave down the prostate and they have to shave down the urinary tract. It's a horribly painful experience. So.
Wow. Listen, guys, we gotta go. Commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm still your host, V. And we have real journalists here. Real journalists. My co-host is a real journalist. Our guest is a real journalist. And let me say, you know, I have been on many a shows, and which is nothing compared to how many shows I'm going to be on here in the future. I will be going on tour here to promote my documentaries. But I will say, you know, there are those hack jobs out there. I was recently on a show that was not promoted or anything because, I got on the show, the host completely just commandeered subject matter and basically just to try to discredit me as a person who is knowledgeable, didn't even let me talk about what I came on the show for. And then this person, who will remain nameless because, again, he's a hack, I'm not going to give him any kind of promotion here, but the same person then wants to try to stir up controversy And of all places, want to stir up controversy within our company, Canisense. Now, we have dealt with these people that we don't want to talk about. Luca, you know, graciously didn't give us a name or tell us the problems he was having with his show because he's a professional. And, you know, that's just not how professionals work. But I want to say that Canisense is a wonderful, wonderful company. And I'm sorry that there were some people who were baited to coming onto this guy's show and trying to drag down the name of Canisense, not knowing that it's being used by this hack talk show host. Because, I mean, I was scheduled for several more shows to be on this guy's show, several more episodes. And because I didn't give him the controversy that he wanted, he cancels all the shows. Again, not letting me talk about my expertise and what I usually talk about. So that is something that I just need to talk about really quickly. Because, you know, Canisense is a great company. And, yeah, I think you know something about this, Luca, but I want to talk about what you do, what you have done with our company, Canisense, because I know there's Canatalk, and you have a project going on with Canisense. Can you get more detailed into what you're doing?
Yes, I'd love to. Before I do that, I just want to tell everybody my secret as far as succeeding in finding yourself and finding inner peace and just being able to focus on who you're supposed to be in the first place. This is what we're supposed to do, right? To get ourselves better, to be a better person every day. Focus on being by yourself. Focus on getting away from dramatic stuff or drama or toxic people. Get them out of your life. And just don't wish any bad on anybody, don't hurt anybody, and just focus on being a good person. The rest doesn't matter. So what happens is when you get people like V just talked about, something tells you, no, I'm not supposed to be here, this is not for me, turn around and leave. You just leave. You don't talk bad about them, you don't start any trouble, because that's what they want, you just leave. So that's what I did. I'm here to educate. I'm here to talk to people. I'm here to learn from anybody that wants to teach. I'm here. I'm open-minded. And I'm getting used to talking in the mic. It scared me to death in the beginning because it was a skeleton in the closet. And sometimes it still is. I stutter like a little baby sometimes when it's either you're tired or you're overworked or you're talking about something very stressful or very close to your heart. It's difficult, but I'm getting better with use, I guess. Doing it more and more will get you more and more used to it. So I'm doing a show thanks to Canisense that's supplying me with the medicine in the order of $300 or $400 a month. So I'm able to do the work that I'm doing. It's not a free ride at all. I'm doing the work for Canisense. I'm doing the work for the Liberty Beacon. I'm editing everything. So, you know, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it because I'd like to chronicle my journey back to health. And this is what my shows are about. They're called Learn to Unlearn. Literally, learn to unlearn.
Do you have the URL for us? Chance.
I'm on YouTube. My shows are going to be either on thelibertybeacon.com. That's one word, thelibertybeacon.com. You can punch in my name, Luca Majno, LucaMajno, and or learn to unlearn. Two would be the number two, learn to unlearn. And my shows will all be there. I have three out so far. Number four is coming out Wednesday afternoon. So it's just going to get heavy because I don't care anymore. And I'm very proud to be able to talk on a radio station that's not censoring, because I'm hearing a lot of problems that radio stations are having because of having to censor for the federal government. And you can't, oh, no, can't talk about this. And, oh, no, no, you have to avoid this. And, no, we don't want you to talk about this or that.
You're absolutely right.
It's really, it's very refreshing to hear.
I definitely want to agree with you. RepublicBroadcasting.org, not only is that an amazing station, which they never tell us behind the boards what to say, what not to say. It's RepublicBroadcastingAltogether.org. You guys can find our past cast there and everything. It's a really great site too. But we also have to start diversifying off of YouTube as well. Get our own websites, as you guys probably just heard. YouTube is using things that are not advertiser friendly, and they're going to just change their terms of service. They're going to start removing channels. So we need to start getting our things on the blockchain, start migrating to BitChute, Minds, and these other platforms. But yes, RepublicBroadcastingAltogether.org. You can listen to us there from your computer, your phone, or all of our past casts. But yeah, it's crazy. We need to start diversifying now because it looks like the purge is coming.
Well, V knows how to get a hold of me. I'm on YouTube. As I said, Luca Mino on YouTube or on Facebook as well. We have to get vocal. It's not, I want everybody to, if I had 15 seconds left, I would say this, okay? It's not about waking people up anymore. It's about focusing on how awake you are. And eventually, believe it or not, people will come to you. People that are meant to hear what you have to say and are ready for you for what you have to say, they're going to come to you, because what you're going to do is you're going to turn everybody off. Everybody's going to get upset at you. You're going to cause a problem. You're going to get arrested. It's not worth it. So just sit at home in silence, do your work, get really good at what you do, so that when times come like this and V calls you and says, oh, we're live in a half hour, you can be ready, you know?
And yes, I thank you for that. nobody has bothered to schedule me anything for the rest of the week or the rest of the month, for that matter. So you were, in fact, my go-to man. And you, of course, you're. I don't think we're paying enough respect to what you're doing. And Canon Talk, you are doing exclusive tracking of your condition via Canatalk. Is that correct?
Yeah, Canasense. It's Canasense Total Wellness, really. And it's for them. Yeah, and I'm going to be chronicling my way back to health. You know what? If I die between now and then, fine. That's not the point. The issue is that I'm proud to be able to do it now. I'm proud to be able to share the knowledge. And I've got carte blanche. They're giving me green light. Talk about anything you want. And it's great. You want to know about disease? I'll tell you about dis-ease. It's invented. Anything man-made causes disease. And that's basically where it's at. You have to be careful what you eat. And it's not about turning your life around either. It's not about a dramatic turnaround that won't last anyway. It's just about taking life every day and being thankful for what you have and being grateful for being alive and being able to be on shows like this. So that's where I'm at.
Absolutely. And we will include links into the show description on the website. And also, all these episodes will be going up to YouTube eventually as well. That has started happening here not too long ago. So, yes, of course, you can find all this wonderful information at the links that we give you. So I want to go into, and again, I brought up Kyler Davenport earlier because he's a man that he told us that, you know, the doctors told him he's a 50-50% chance because he waits so long to get diagnosed. And he was like, how do they rank him? Level 3 and level 4, like being the worst, something like that. And he had to go under the knife or die. It was a 50-50 thing. Now, he went under the knife, and he is recovering. But I want your opinion as to how to talk to people, or if you should talk to people, how do you talk to people? Because when he was telling me this, I had Canisense on my mind and thinking, you know, we should, you know, let him know about these other options. I should talk to him about this. I should, you know, say this or say that. But him being so late in the game, you know, I didn't want to be that person who made his decision for him, or possibly had given him a wrong decision. I'm not a doctor. I do know with these illnesses, these diseases, you catch it early enough, you know, it's natural cure with a lot of things, especially cannabis. You catch these things early, but this man was like, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks to live sort of scenario. And so I guess my question is, how do you feel about talking to people thus far about medical cannabis, and how should you relate, when you should talk about it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Because it's a very delicate situation, especially with people being brainwashed about big pharma's treatments that are not cures, and you know, this sort of thing.
It's really a good place to be where I'm at right now, because no matter what I say, it's going to come out from the heart, and it's going to come out as truthful as I can make it, period. That's a nice place to be, because if you die tomorrow, hey, at least you got a chance to talk to a few hundred or a few thousand people and tell them, you know, little me, you know. And it's all about, believe it or not, it's all about your the way you feel about yourself. It's all about, if you're okay with yourself. If you are, then, you know, they say it in movies. Look at Avatar. You know, how, you know, you have to take the water out of your glass. You know, don't ever empty your glass, but don't have it full. You know, you can't give knowledge to somebody that's not ready for it. It's all about keeping your glass maybe about a third full, you know, keeping your knowledge to yourself, working for other people. And you'll notice that, you know, miracles start to happen. You're in the right place at the right time. You're at the with the right people. Look at the way V and I are talking tonight. Absolutely off the cuff. No preparations whatsoever, no notes. I'm sitting in my lazy boy enjoying it more than anything else. That's the best place you could ever be. And the rest will take care of itself. Can I give you a quick example? Feeding myself, weaning myself off of Big Pharma, okay? I have these three pills that I have to take from Big Pharma plus all my other supplements. And one day, I seem to forget the morning pills. And at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, oh, what do I do? Oh, never mind. Your body automatically says, no, forget the Big Pharma pills and only take your supplements. And you're like, you're arguing, what are you talking? Go get your supplements and leave Big Pharma pills. Don't take them. So you go and take your supplements. Next day, you realize that you don't have to take your Big Pharma anymore because you're used to taking your supplements. So I automatically wean myself off just by listening to my own body and not arguing with it. This is what ego
sort of
does.
Like, sort of
ego,
like a... Well, I was going to say, it's sort of like a sugar pill sort of scenario, because if you're thinking that you're healing anyways, you're taking that sugar pill, you're healing anyways, right?
Yeah, I've seen people that say that they're sick. It's all about what you say. What comes out of your mouth is what's going to feed you, believe it or not. You keep saying you're sick, I don't feel good, I have the flu, I'm not happy, that's exactly what you're going to manifest. So you got to be very careful about what you say. The Indian Indian people will say that in North America. That's what they say. Got to be very careful about what you say. That's why you have two ears and one mouth. You know, you got to listen twice as much as you talk. So,
you know, I got a lady at home that I tell that to all the time.
Oh boy!
Whoops! Don't get the feminist pissed off.
Sorry. Was that not PC? Okay. Anyways, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. Our network is running a CBD oil ad. I can talk to network owner and see if we can get something better going on, because Kansas doesn't just offer CBD oils, it's the whole plethora of cannabis products. CBD oil down to lotion. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it operates in all 50 states. And, you know, is this something that you think I should do?
I'm going to be on it as long as I can. What people have to do is go online and follow the directions when you want to become a member.
Let me stop you there. Can you give your link? I have my own link, but I would rather for this episode that you give out yours, your reference link.
You just basically go to canisense.com. You know, and they'll take care of that. They'll take care of finding out who referred you. They'll ask you. And you just follow the directions. Basically, what happens is you end up learning that CannaSense is legal basically because of the Affordable Care Act, which basically says that a virtual doctor's visit is just as good as a physical doctor's visit. So they arrange for a virtual doctor's visit on the internet with a real doctor living in California and working in California, who then gives you by email your his recommendation for cannabis. And then you take that, and then you go and pay a fee to become a member of the Cannabis Collective, it's called, the CannaSense Collective. It's a process, but it's worth it, because you're getting a lot of goods to choose from at a very good price. And it's so new that nobody really has a dosage figured out, because everybody weighs different, everybody's built differently. So it's the THC that kills the cancer. That's what people don't understand. CBD is good for pain relief. It's good for topical stuff. It's good for stuff like that. But the THC is what you need to kill the cancer. And it's very difficult for a lot of people to take a lot of THC. So it depends on them. You have to build your resistance up to it, to the point where you're taking 1 gram a day, which is quite a bit. But that's Rick Simpson. You know, everybody's different. You have to be very careful where you get it. That's one thing I'd like to stress. You have to know the source of where you're getting it. Don't go to the store or 7-Eleven or someplace and get CBD pills. You know, find out where you're getting them from, because it's very easy. Like you were saying in the beginning of the show, two trees side by side. One's really good for the bark, because you take it and you chew it. It's like chewing gum. The tree right across from it will kill you. So that's a very good point that you made. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to know where you're getting the stuff.
Absolutely. And I would recommend to everyone to fight for your medical rights and get educated, and most definitely sign up for CannaSense, okay? Mm. Listen, it doesn't get any easier than this. There are people who have gone through hell, okay? There are people who have gone through hell to be able to provide you with this. We need your support so that we can support you. You know, help me help you. Help me help you.
Yeah, but you know what? In order to heal from something, you have to acknowledge it. This yes. is half the problem. People cannot acknowledge, or they won't. It depends. You have narcissistic people. You have people that just have an ego problem, whatever. They won't acknowledge that they have a problem, or they don't want this, or they don't want that, or they're very much in love with themselves and the way they do things, and they won't listen, or they won't. They're not open enough to accept other ideas, and we are told to leave those people alone. There's plenty of people that want our help and that are very happy to have us talk to them and learn from them and learn from us, and we learn from them, and that's what this is supposed to be about. So it's like two languages, two completely different languages talking to each other. Nobody understands what the other one's saying. You have to find people that talk the same language that you do.
And also, it's a wonderful business model as well. Becoming a member and getting access to the apothecary. Guess what? If you refer other people to the company, you get those bonuses. You get those kickbacks. It's a wonderful business model. You know how badly I want people to stop being arrested for marijuana, especially in the social economic design, how more, you know, ethnic people are being forced into jails, you know, nonviolent, quote unquote, crimes. You know, this is
my
freedom.
My state of Illinois, the state across from here, I live in Iowa, but the state of Illinois is now going through a pardon process where they're going to expunge all the violations with marijuana, because things are starting to change, because people are getting louder and louder, and Big Pharma is losing more and more money because people are realizing. See, I think this is, they're lacking the education. Most people work 2 days, you know, two jobs a day, and they can't make it, and they don't even have time to be with their kids, let alone research on this stuff. So it's up to us to find a way to break it down, to educate people, to tell them, hey, look, you know, this is good enough education on cannabis. Did you know that until the 1930s, we had hemp in our diet? You know, the cows were fed hemp, the pigs were fed hemp. Hemp was a part of our diet, so they had to take hemp out of our diet, so they make marijuana illegal, and then Rockefeller comes in with, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. It's just a profit, a big profit that they want to make on us. So 60 years later, Luca, you find out, well...
Well, Luca, I'm sorry. That's all the time we have for this show. I wish I could let you talk all day long, because it's such a pleasure to have you. But guys, check out the links in the description of the show. And this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And remember, the land of surveillance, man with third eyes king. So educate yourselves.
Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.